possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? You are listening to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
What number is this, Valdez?
This is episode 160, Drabby.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes, I'm looking
happy Super Bowl Sunday to everybody upcoming.
Yes, and Waste Management Sunday. Don't forget that. That's my running bit.
That is your baby. You can have it. I'm not fighting you over that.
I know. Later in the show, at some point, we will be doing a crosstalk, Drabby, with AWOD. AWOD invited us on his show to talk about the Super Bowl and Super Bowl props. And I said, well, today's Bit Season Day. Do you mind if we do kind of a crosstalk? It's right in the middle of our recording. And he said, love to do it. I kind of get psyched for the Super Bowl. Not necessarily.
Way to go out on the limb there, Valdez.
Not necessarily the game, but all of the extracurricular things involved with the Super Bowl. Looking forward to the Super Bowl parties, everyone's Super Bowl party recap on Monday, what everyone thinks of the commercials.
I'll give you this junky Super Bowl recap. Oh, we sat at home and went to bed at halftime. Do you think the junkies are going to have a big Super Bowl blowout?
I don't know, maybe. Even if it's with their family, what they're making for the Super Bowl, what their spread's like. They don't have to go to a party to have a whole spread for the big game.
I think Cakes probably has the most likely of... No, Cakes definitely not. Cakes will watch that in his room.
On his Archie Bunker chair.
Bickle will watch it with his family. JP might watch it with a couple buddies.
JP's the one seed for hosting or going to a Super Bowl party.
Of course, everybody loves the Super Bowl. I still get excited before the game.
I feel like on game day it really hits. That's when it's like, holy crap, it's game day. It's the last game before the next season. Let's go out with a bang.
Well, it's not about who plays. It's an American holiday. That's what it is. It's a special day. It's our sport. And it's the biggest game, and everybody, even if you're just a casual, as the kids say, you're going to be watching the Super Bowl.
This is actually
some great memories. What's one of your favorite childhood memories of the Super Bowl, Valdez?
My favorite
non-Ravens.
Of course. My favorite, I have a couple childhood memories. One is, this is probably how I got knee-deep addicted into gambling, but I was at my Uncle Rick's for Super Bowl. That's when the 49ers crushed. Who did they beat in this? Who was the AFC representative? They crushed.
What year? There's no chance you remember the Broncos 55-10. That was like 1990.
I think it was 55-10.
No chance. You were born in 1987.
I'm telling you, I think chance. I remember it.
No, there's no chance. You're getting confused. You're probably thinking the Chargers won in 1995. Or 94, whatever year that was.
It was that one. Okay. And then was there also a Falcons? When was the Falcons Super Bowl?
98. The Broncos played the Falcons in, I think, 98.
Now, did the Falcons get crushed?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, then it must have been. Then I think it was the 98 one. Yeah. But I won every single square as a child, as a 9-year-old kid. And then it hooked me for life. My dad.
That's why you're always talking about the squares. Yeah. God, I hate squares.
I love squares.
Oh, that's because you won it as a kid. Now it all makes sense.
Yes, I won like every single quarter as a kid. My parents couldn't believe it. My dad was ready to fly me to Vegas because he thought I was such good luck.
You know what? I hate squares. And every year, I'm always wondering why you're so excited about it. I never participate in them, at the parties that I go to.
I just bought four squares before the show even started today. I just paid $20 for four squares.
It's blind luck.
I know.
To me, that's not fun. I'm a football mind, Valdez.
You're a ball knower?
I know
the
ball.
Squares are for non-ball knowers?
Yeah, it's for the women. It's for the moms out there. They get dragged to the party.
Whatever.
Or little kids. Okay, now it all makes sense.
Whatever.
I'm a ball knower.
There was also an amazing...
You're there for the dip.
There's an amazing, amazing square year when the Patriots beat the Rams, and it was like that 13-6 game. The 3-3 or 3-0 square hit three times in that game. And also, if you're doing a end score or halftime score, you get like double or triple. And so, when you get that bonus on top of hitting those squares, it's an incredible feeling. besides the squares.
Yeah.
I remember the Super Bowl party at Ryan Hartsock's house. Mm-hmm. And then this was in the middle of, do you remember the celebrity death matches?
Of course, Mills Lane. Let's get it on.
this was one of the hottest celebrity death matches.
Was that a halftime?
It was always at halftime. It was the, was it like Britney Spears versus Eminem celebrity death match? And like that had so much hype on it. I wish they had celebrity death matches now still. I think that would be hot. That'd be funny. Bring them back. MTV's not really doing anything. So let's bring them back. Get the kids involved in them.
Those things suck. I actually never liked celebrity death match. I thought it was the stupidest thing ever.
It was just funny.
I watched them.
It was like the Bud Bowl. Who cares about the Bud Bowl? It's just something ancillary, something extra.
I know. I just could never get into them. Now, look, I got my own things. Like, I loved Mankind taking on The Rock at halftime and winning his first WWF championship at that time.
Do you, celebrity death. They were like, it was Claymation. It was Claymation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right? And they were so violent.
Yeah. It always ended to get the head torn off of somebody.
Yeah, like the arms are ripped off and you're just spewing blood. I mean, it's completely different than having the dumb, zesty puppy bowl. Like, if you're excited for the puppy bowl, you're a loser. That's what I say.
Then call me a loser. I don't mind the puppy bowl.
You're a puppy bowl guy?
I mean, I haven't watched it, I guess, in a few years. But I've watched it like leading up to the game, like previous year's versions, and I've seen the Puppy Bowl. I don't mind it. I mean, you're against cute dogs.
Well, it's just, it's not for me.
I'll tell you what, give me any alternate programming this Sunday during halftime. I don't even know what else is available. I will watch it. I have zero interest in Kendrick Lamar. It's just not for me. I've never gotten into him. I can't tell you. I'm like the Junkies. I could barely tell you his songs. There are not a lot of radio hits.
You have to be
super into music to care about like Kendrick Lamar.
I would definitely agree with you.
You know me. I'm not into music.
Like,
so
not like us. Humble. Money tree. I know money trees.
To me, his songs are never catchy. That's just my deal with it. So he's never pulled me in.
He's not like a. Like, the halftime is for, like, mega pop stars. It's not like massive groups or a huge collaboration of artists.
I think it's a huge miss.
I kind of think it is, too.
I think it's going to be a huge dud. I don't think anyone's going to know his songs.
They got swept up in the whole Drake-Kendrick beef. And they thought it would be cool.
I mean, dude, you have to be really into hip hop to know his songs. It's a badge, dude.
Like,
No, I'm sorry. He can win a zillion Grammys. He might be an amazing artist. Beyonce's halftime show, Cowboy Carter halftime show.
For Netflix?
Will be way better. Just because it's something like everybody can watch and relate to. And it's just pop is easier or rock is easier. Even the 50 Cent, Dr. Dre, Eminem halftime.
The LA one.
A million times better than Kendrick Lamar.
Exactly. Because people know who Snoop is. They know
everybody
Dr.
knows
Dre
those
is.
Songs.
Yes, those are all catchy songs. Like no one's out on the street singing "Not Like Us."
Jeff Walker is gonna. I bet you will. Jeff Walker is super into music. Jeff Walker will love the Kendrick Lamar halftime show.
Hey, wouldn't you say
Kevin Sheehan not gonna be into it? Like,
wouldn't you say Drake would have been a better halftime?
Of course.
That's what I don't understand.
A million times better. It's not about who's a better artist or who's your favorite. Drake, much better like, for that type of scenario.
Exactly.
He's got stadium-friendly hits.
You
got to
read
knows.
The room a little bit.
I don't get it at all.
Like people aren't going to be singing along in the stands unless they're going, wah, 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 that's wah, it. Wah. That's about it.
If Kendrick Lamar had 10 Not Like Us songs, okay.
That's the only part of it. That wop 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 and A minor. That's the only thing I know.
It's just not. So give me some alternate programming for Sunday.
Bud Bowl.
I don't even know that's back. The only bad part is I feel like I got to watch it because the other guy.
Of course, you have to watch it.
The four junkies aren't going to watch that.
You have to watch it because
we're going to have to give some sort of frame of reference on Monday when we recap it.
It's pop culture, and you have to have some sort of pop culture commentary when you're doing a morning show.
It might be the least excited I've ever been for a halftime show.
Do you have a favorite halftime show?
Michael Jackson. That was the one that made the big impression. You were too young for that, but I have a very core memory of when he was on the scoreboard at the top of the stadium and my mind being completely blown. So that was, I think, 1992, 90, somewhere around in there. So I was like 9, 10 years old.
Yeah, I was,
Michael Jackson was the first big halftime show that there was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did performances, I think, before that, but nothing like that. I just remember mind blown.
I have a vivid memory of being at Kyle Timmy's house playing poker.
Oh, Drew's brother.
His cousin is. playing poker during the Super Bowl halftime. Well, we were playing like during the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. whatever. But the Super Bowl halftime of when Justin Timberlake ripped Janet Jackson's boob out.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting there playing cards. I go, holy shit, that's her titty. I think I said that at the table. And no one believed me.
Oh, because everyone else was like, because it was at the end, everyone else was kind of over it.
Well, not over it, just like, you know, you're watching it, you're listening to it, you kind of have an eye on it, you're not really watching it intently. Yeah. And I just happened to be like out of the hand watching it and just not really paying attention, not really paying attention to the poker game.
Yeah.
And then like I'm watching it and then he rips it out and I couldn't believe it. I was like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where I start pointing at the TV going, oh my, look at that, look at that. And then everyone thought I was crazy. And we didn't have TiVo or DVR at the time. And so everyone the next day at school had to go, oh my God, Myers, you were right. How did you see that? You were so right. Who would have thought it would have changed radio forever?
One of the darkest days in history for people in radio, and the FCC ruined everything after that. But really the 90s, I don't remember. There were not a lot of great 90s halftime shows. I mean, you had the Michael Jackson one. I'm looking at a list
Didn't Aerosmith do one?
That was the Ravens Super Bowl, pretty sure. That was 2000.
Oh, that was 2000.
I thought that 2001, one was, whatever. Yeah, Aerosmith 2001.
I thought that Raymond one was James pretty good.
Aerosmith one was the one with when Britney and Nelly came out and they did not Walk This Way together.
Yeah.
I think one of them was wearing like a split jersey. I remember that. NSYNC was there.
The main thing I remember from that Super Bowl, besides the Ravens winning, is we hosted the Super Bowl party at our parents' house. So my dad, Uncle Larry, Uncle Rick, and our neighbor Jack, they used to do a pick 'em pool against the spread pick 'em pool.
Yeah.
For like, it was like $500 a man for the entire season. And then the best record had to host the Super Bowl party that year. And so my dad had won for the Super Bowl party. And then him and my Uncle Rick and my Uncle Larry, they decided that for every touchdown the Ravens scored, they were going to do a shot. So this is also the 2000 Ravens when they went 4 games without scoring a touchdown. You have to keep in mind the offense was beyond anemic.
Mm-hmm.
The defense led them to the Super Bowl, and that's probably one of the top times in my life I've ever seen my dad drunk.
What was the final score of that game?
It was 34-7.
They scored 34 points?
Yes. They had an interception return for a touchdown, a special teams touchdown. Jamal Lewis ran for a touchdown. Brandon Stokely's opening touchdown.
That night, more remembered for Survivor. Right? I just remember all the Survivor ads coming up that aired right after the show.
Great pool. Great pool, because that's usually what that the network, that was the yeah. that was the debut season
of Survivor. Yeah.
Yes, where Richard Hatch won, and who else was on it? Jervis, remember Jervis?
Rudy,
Sue,
Mother Trucker, or whatever. Or maybe that's just what me and my friends call it.
but that's also I believe that Fox also used to do like a special Simpsons after the game.
I'm sure they did.
Or like a special Family Guy. I remember Fox used to have a special House episode after.
I really got to tell you, man, like growing up on the West Coast, there's so many benefits of it when it comes to TV. Having the Super Bowl at 3:30 p.m. when you're a kid.
Oh, it's got to be glorious.
Oh, it was the best, dude. Because then. Like, there was no, like, you got to get home. We got to get home. We got school tomorrow.
Yeah. There's no, so late.
You'd go over to your friend's house. You're like, when I was obviously younger, we'd go over to neighbors' houses. And I remember going over to our friends' houses who were huge Steelers fans. The family was from Pittsburgh. And it was the Steelers-Cowboys Super Bowl. So I think that was 95. So, yeah, I'm 12, 13 years old. And you're hanging out there all day. You get there after lunch, the game eventually starts, and then after the game, you're going out in the street and playing, even though it's dark out, you're playing outside in the street.
Are you going through the plays of the Super Bowl? Going through the plays,
and then like around 8 o'clock, 8:30,
hand me the ball.
You go home, you walk home. So it was like an all day affair.
That sounds silly.
Here, the game gets over, it even starts at 6:30, it gets over at 10:30 or so. Like, you're a kid, you're already like, get to bed. Right, you got to get home by the end of it. Some great memories growing up watching the Super Bowl.
Do you have a favorite food of your Super Bowl? Because think about it, Super Bowl's for foodies now.
Well, foodies are I have no interest in foodies. I'm let's get the classics. We're going to hit the classics.
Okay.
You're going to get the pizza. You're going to get the Moz sticks, nachos, a little bit of everything on Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, nachos number one for me. Appetizer, you got to have something when you first get there.
Okay, finger foods.
Yeah, finger foods, absolutely. And then you're going to, for me, I'm a pizza guy. Pizza at the Super Bowl.
I'm not a big pizza during the Super Bowl guy.
Well, I mean, what else? I'm not a big, like,
you know what I like?
Let's see what mom brings into the room.
Like, no. I like.
I don't like eating other people's food, so. If I go to the Harper's house, I want pizza. I want the Brooklyn pizza they debuted, I think, at the Super Bowl. Didn't they? The Brooklyn style pizza from Pizza Hut.
Like, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Genius marketing.
Right, come on.
I'm a finger foods guy. Something that needs a toothpick in it, and then also a big dips guy. Huge dips guy.
You're a big crock pot guy.
Oh, definitely a huge crock pot.
So aunt, your aunt Stacy's breaking out the 70s.
Aunt Brenda.
Yeah, okay. Aunt Brenda's breaking out that 1970s yellow and brown crock pot.
Yeah, that thing's got some Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, Swedish meatballs, some crusty crab dip or whatever. You love that kind of crab.
Do not slander Aunt Brenda's
mushy meatballs.
Here, I'm going to give you some underrated menu items for your Super Bowl party.
First, you've given me some bad ones. Meatballs.
Swedish meatballs are a classic. Okay. Classic finger food that you could have for your Super Bowl party.
God, you love banquets, don't you? You're a big banquet guy, aren't you?
Yeah. This is high up there. But pigs in a blanket. Pigs in a blanket, very underrated.
With the little smokies?
With the little smokies.
And with the triangle.
With the croissant that you roll them up.
Pillsbury?
Yeah, roll them up. Mm-hmm. You got some mustard.
Yeah, I like those.
They're amazing. No one makes them anymore, right? No one makes them. Or, you know, what you could also do is you have some crock pot weenies. Jack makes a great crock pot weenie.
You love sloppy, saucy meats.
What do you mean?
Yeah, just what you are. See, I don't like that kind of stuff.
What do you mean? You where I have smudges in my barbecue sauce on the corner.
What's that Nubs barbecue sauce that everybody uses for the... You get that Nubs barbecue with a blue label, like white-blue label, and it's probably Sweet Baby Ray's. So yeah, right? You get that Little Smokies and that Sweet Baby Ray's, and you go dump that whole thing in there into that old crock pot and get that thing bubbling. such a mess.
You get some brown sugar and some Sweet Baby Ray's.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you're 0 for 2 for me.
What do you mean? Hey, those are selling.
I don't know.
All right, let me give you another one.
Mm-hmm.
You need a 7-layer taco dip.
Oh, okay. You got me there.
I mean, that is a great
big dip guy.
That is a great Super Bowl appetizer. Mm-hmm. We got to have it with the Fritos, too. With the Fritos.
Scoops?
Yeah, the Fritos scoops to scoop it up. It's very underrated because...
You can have nacho chips. You can have, not Doritos, but you can tortilla chips, restaurant style.
I like the Fritos when you do it.
I thought you were a big jalapeno popper bacon wrap.
I do like jalapeno poppers.
Is that like your adult? As an adult, you like those?
Yeah, as an adult.
You've brought those in before.
I've definitely brought those in before. But you want a taco, but you don't really want to get all the supplies for a taco, cook the meats. Mm-hmm. So what's the best way to do it? You get a taco dip, 7-layer dip.
Are you always ever intrigued by those stadium snack?
Yes, where you make the entire field.
You make the field and then
there's
stands
like cubes
the dips.
Of cheese. Yeah, cubes of cheese.
I think you can get those on Amazon.
Oh, they got to be butt expensive.
No. It's made like Alibaba. Like you come and it's just like paper or cardboard now, and you just pop it open.
And then it tells you where to put the field.
The field is a 7-layer dip, and the top is guacamole.
Oh,
right. So that's the football.
So it's the green,
and then you put it in that 10x13 pan.
It's almost like paint by number, and then you put everything where you need to. That's a great idea.
I should have told you this a few days ago.
Loaded skins. I'm not a big loaded skins guy.
What about sweets?
Hold on. Can I give you one more item? this is an elite move to go to a Super Bowl party.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it might take a little extra time. Maybe you just want to buy everything frozen. If you want to do that, that's fine. But mm-hmm. I think you should have this out. It plays. Everyone thinks it's nubs until you get there. But you need like a poo-poo platter.
Like an actual Chinese like poo-poo platter?
Yeah, where you have like spring rolls that you heat up in the oven, rangoons that you heat up in the oven.
It's
just like a full platter of like Chinese appetizers.
How come Maryland doesn't do crab rangoons? How come the Chinese do it so well?
they planted their flag.
Crab rangoon is a top-tier appetizer. It is so slept on.
Right.
Can you guys take it back and put a little Old Bay on it and make it your own?
Well, Jimmy's probably does that.
All right.
But if you have that with some Me Too duck sauce,
mm-hmm.
all right, that stuff slaps. Everyone thinks that it wouldn't. Like, you don't think Chinese and Super Bowl are a great mix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that thing will get scarfed up in a heartbeat.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if is that really what a poo poo platter is. I just assumed that was some sloppy noodle dish or something. I had no idea.
When we used to go out,
or is that just what you and your friends called it?
Well, my family used to go to the Chinese restaurant.
Uh-huh.
We would always order the poo poo platter because it would have the shrimp. It would come with shrimp toast.
Yeah,
shrimp toast, like a crab rangoon, the mini egg rolls. Variety of sauces. You have the Thai chili sauce. You'd also have the duck sauce.
All right.
Am I missing anything else in the poo-poo platter? Also, I just egg like rolls. Saying poo-poo platter.
Yeah, of course.
Egg roll. Yeah, you got to have the egg roll.
Hey, let me ask you about this Super Bowl food faux pas. I may have asked you this maybe last year. I don't know. I wanted to get your take on, did I make a mistake or not? I'm adamant that I did nothing wrong all these years later. Okay, when I first moved here, I went to Chad Dukes' townhouse for a Super Bowl party. Okay. It was the Patriots' undefeated season when they lost to the Giants.
Hey, that's a big
Tyree catch.
That's a big Super Bowl party to go to.
My buddy Kent was there.
Okay.
And I showed up before the game, like we did bags and stuff, everything. And what I brought, my contribution, is I went to Safeway and I bought a bunch of cookies. I was chocolate chip cookies, right?
That's a great move.
Thank you. However, we wanted to leave at one point. Okay. So at the end of the third quarter, I left. Me and Kent went back to his house because that's when I was living with Kent. And,
why did you leave? You just weren't having fun
I don't really remember. It was just kind of like,
did you have to go do something?
No. I think we just wanted to watch the end of the game at our house because I live like 10 minutes away. So it was like towards the end of the third quarter. We left and wanted to watch the end of the game at our house and then go to bed. I really don't remember.
Okay.
I took the cookies with me. Okay.
All right.
There were a lot of, there was leftover cookies. I didn't make a lot of money back then. Still don't now. It really was felt then. In then. Yeah. All right. I didn't want to waste food. I know Dukes. I knew him. I knew that food was going to go in the trash at the end of the night. So I took 15, 20 cookies with me, put them under my arm, and I'm walking out the door and he goes, "Are you really taking those cookies with you?" And I go, "Yeah, absolutely." And I walked out the door. And then he went on the air the next day and did two segments on whether or not I was an asshole for taking the food home before the game was over. What say you, Valdez? Am I allowed to take the cookies home with me before the end of the game?
Yeah, my guess is they were eyeing those cookies for the end of the game.
They've been sitting there for hours.
No. It's a sweet treat. Usually the sweet food, treats are at the
everybody
end.
Ate like at 5 p.m. Uh-huh. And we're talking, it was like 9:45 at night. People already had left. Some people had left.
Did you take the entire container?
Took the whole bin. The cookies are coming home with drab.
Maybe you should have had a to-go plate with the cookies.
Maybe you're right.
And then you leave some of them, half of them, maybe less, in the container, mm-hmm. leave the container there.
Hey, people sleep on Safeway cookies. Safeway's got great chocolate chip cookies.
That's a great elite move by you. sweets are a very, very, very underrated.
Why does everyone sleep on the sweets at the Super Bowl?
People
party?
Need a people
Everyone's
need
thinking
a sweet.
Apps. You need to, yeah,
because you have all of this salty and you have all of this rich food. You need something sweet to kind of wash it away and palate cleanser almost.
Yeah,
a cookie is a great idea. You go buy like those Toll House things. Go make chocolate chip cookies. Say, hey, I got some homemade cookies. Pie's too much. Pie's too much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because it can't serve everybody.
I think the biggest...
bang for your buck is not there. Less edibles is coming through.
Yeah, yeah. I think monkey bread. That's monkey bread. You can do monkey bread. Or like a bundt cake, where and it's already pre-sliced.
Yeah.
I think that's as far as you can go in terms of what you're bringing.
Have you ever been to Nothing Bundt Cakes?
It, you know what? It's amazing. It makes me want to...
Can I tell you something?
It makes me want to cream in my pants.
I always thought bundt cakes were nubs because it's like a dessert from like the 70s.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay? So I always thought they were like burnt. I never understood them until somebody brought in like a miniature bundt cake that they do.
Yes.
I'm not kidding you. The best cake I've ever had in my life was from that dumb place.
I had the strawberry like shortcake one. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was unbelievable.
You know,
party in my mouth.
Maybe if I go to a party this week, I'll bring over a bundt cake.
You should. Right? People would go wild for
people
you.
Would go wild.
Hey, what about, so we've started doing this Super Bowl party thing, but we've transitioned.
So you
it.
And Jackie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We've started transitioning the party to a Master Sunday party. So on Sunday, the final round of the Masters, we do a
wait. So you don't have a Super Bowl party, and now it's a Masters party.
Well, we'll probably end up having a Super Bowl get together as well. Right. But I'm just saying, like instead of having one big grand blowout last event of the for the season Super Bowl party, we've transitioned the Super Bowl party into a Masters Sunday party.
Okay,
where we get. We get official invites. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
You know how you get your master's invite. You dress up as your favorite golfer. You have the menu. Mm-hmm. It's printed out like the champion's dinner for everything that's going to be served, including like the specialty cocktail.
Now, are you guys serving whatever the master's winner is eating?
No. We say, hey, someone bring this, someone bring that. Mm-hmm. We're going to order this, we're going to order that. A specialty cocktail of the azalea.
Is it always the azalea?
We have that. Maybe someone dresses up as a caddy like you did on Halloween one time. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone's got a green jacket they're wearing to the party.
What do you think about the world's number two party? All right. It's not the Masters. Have you ever been to an Oscars party?
No, but I would be
women
intrigued.
Love the Oscars party.
Why is that?
I don't know. I've never been to but I'm always intrigued. Not this year because these movies are nubs.
Gowns. Women love gowns.
They do the gowns. They do the whole bit that you
who
do.
Who are you wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing? And no, then they
it's
drink.
Not, it's not what are you, who are you wearing?
They, you know, drink champagne.
Like, of course. They're clapping.
I told you that I put together the number one party of all time. Do you remember what party I put together? About 10 years ago?
10 years ago. You put together
I was late to this party.
You were late to the party? And it was your own party?
Mm-hmm.
You were late to your
I own was the
party?
Host of the party.
What was it?
I hosted long after it was over. I hosted a big party. I hosted a Lost finale party. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Dude, it was a smash hit. And it was held at the Big Owen Duke's bunker.
Uh-huh.
And we watched the final episode of Lost like 5 years after the show ended. But so many people either were watching Netflix that time because it had recently come out on Netflix. Yeah. or just loved the series so much that they wanted to experience it again. I did the whole thing, dude. Everyone dressed up as characters. Everyone's invitation was an airline, your boarding pass.
Oh, that's great.
I don't remember all the food that was Lost themed.
Do you know what I wish?
That's my number one party of all time.
Do you know what party I wish I went to that you'll never be able to recreate ever again?
What's that?
I'm not a big New York guy, all right? Mm-hmm. But I would have loved to have been in Times Square watching the finale of Seinfeld with everybody.
Oh, with everybody out there on the street.
Yeah, everybody out there on the street. They got the big video board up there. Mm-hmm. Maybe we got like a deli sandwich. We're at mm-hmm. Monk's.
Yeah,
I would have loved been a part of that.
Eating soup.
We're sharing some lobster
H&A bagels.
Yeah, maybe I got a cinnamon babka.
Okay, all right. A black and white cookie.
Yeah,
we don't have so many food bits.
Yeah. We could definitely have done that. We could have dressed like Kramer. You dress like your favorite character.
Anybody do like a Breaking Bad finale? But people do that. I think they did.
What, everyone smoking meth at the party?
No, I think they're doing like the fried chicken bit.
Oh, right. Pollo Loco.
Yeah, Pollo Loco.
They throw a pizza on the roof.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, uh-huh. Who can get the pizza closest to the chimney? It's almost like pin the tail on the donkey.
Don't you miss that? Like, I wish there was are there any shows out there that would have a big finale anymore that everybody would be watching at the same time?
I don't know. I don't think there's a huge...
Doesn't work that way anymore.
Hmm. Like, I don't know, Squid Games? But that's not good. That's not big enough. And plus, people watch it on their own time. Stuff doesn't come out Sunday nights at 10 o'clock anymore. Or Thursday at 8.
And you know what else they don't do? They don't tell you that it's the end. They always say, is this the final season? And then they decide to do one more. A lot of time, you know,
that sounds like Friends. Didn't Friends do that?
What's the dumb show with the soccer coach?
Oh, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. Like, is Ted Lasso over? Are they going to come back and do another one? That's the thing. Like, Ted Lasso was such a big show. They should have been, this is our finale. You know, how about Ted Lasso finale party?
I know, but it comes out, that comes out weekly. Okay, so that comes out
weekly. I think it does, yeah.
I know, but people can watch that on their own time. There's no unification to do it.
Right.
There's no reason to get together to do it. It's like
what about the HBO show that just ended. That was the last
Herb?
The big one. The Nubs last season, The Dragon Show.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones was the last chance.
You know what? You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. That was the last chance to have one
cool
of your
theme.
Parties. Yes, you come up as the Night King.
Right.
Right.
That was our last
TV party. Hotties dressed as the Khaleesi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything's dragging this, dragging that.
Somebody tweet us what show's out there right now.
Are we going to try and do a theme?
And don't give me like one of these dumb secession shows or what's the Succession?
I watched that. That was silly.
What's the? I don't know what the difference between them.
Succession or
isn't there Succession and Secession?
Succession.
I don't even. What's the one where they're in the office?
Succession. Right.
What's the show with the Brian Powell guy or whatever with the goatee? Like you're in line, like an heir. That's the same show?
Yeah, you're the heir, like Brian, yeah. With Kieran Culkin and everybody, Tom Wamsgam.
Yeah, Brian Cox.
Yeah, Brian Cox.
That's the same show?
Yes.
All right. Clearly, I've never seen one second of it. It doesn't interest me. I didn't think that was like an office show.
Well, it's a power show.
I know, but didn't it just come back and they did like a thing in a train station where everybody was watching them walk around in the office?
No, you're thinking of Severance.
Okay, thank you. All right, Severance. I didn't get me confused.
You're confusing me.
I'm confusing everybody.
That's Severance. I'm not into that.
All right. Let's take a quick break, Valdez. Yes. I know we got a lot more to get to here. Just a fun off-the-cuff discussion there. Nothing on the rundown. I want to talk about Mike Marr when we come back.
Oh, definitely.
All right. We'll be right back.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 160. Hey, gonna let you know, this episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Support me, support Drabby. Drabby's got his right now. I'm actually gonna do a shot of the Don't Sleep Energy after this show. Get some today, don'tsleepenergy.com. Use that promo code Bitties to save 10% on every single order. Not just your first, every single order. Get a 12-ounce can. Get the shot that I'm getting. Get some today. Don'tsleepenergy.com. Don't sleep makes you great. You brought up Mike Marr. It was nice to see him back, recovered from the snow flu.
You think he actually had the flu, or do you think he was just beaten down from a long weekend?
This is my hypothesis. I think Marr was sick, but when you're pumping your body full of alcohol and nicotine, your immune system is not at its peak.
I think Monday Mike Marr was hungover and just couldn't get out of bed. And then maybe Monday night he actually got the flu, and Tuesday, Wednesday he was out with an actual illness. Monday was
the snow flu.
Absolutely. Without a doubt in my mind. But I got to give props to Mike Marr. Mike came in today, just been on the shelf for a week, and came out guns blazing, had one segment, absolutely shined. Mike has developed a lot. He's found his role on the show.
I totally agree with you in terms of finding his role. It's almost like ever since you talk with your helmet.
The talk with your helmet. You know, he talked a lot like Pat McAfee and those guys, and it just makes me laugh. But he's just a broski. He's one of you, and just like a young guy that's having fun. What? And he brings a lot of energy to the show. And the guys, they just let him go. Like, I don't even know if they're interested in what he was saying today.
I think
JP and Jason didn't say anything during it. And Mike just let, I wish JP would do that when I'm talking.
How does he do that?
How does Mike Marr get the platform, but no, nobody else does?
Maybe it's because they can't relate. The guys don't relate to Mars' lifestyle.
But they did at one point. Either do I. Either do you. We're not. You're not out there, drinking 19 Miller Lights a night on a ski trip with a bunch of chicks.
I like Mar, and Mar remorse. Mar makes me like he makes me feel young when he's telling that story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm ready to run through a wall. Like I'm ready to book a trip to Snowshoe or wherever he went. And I've never skied once.
Yeah. Hey, you got to give me some props though. Mar was telling me like, because I told him like the guys are going to ask him where he's been and how his trip was and everything. And I said, hey, Mike, you got it. I want you to tell him about going to Chili's. Because he was hyping that up to me. He was like trying to say, and I'm like, dude, that's good content for the show. Like, try to sell the junkies. They're so above Chili's. Try to sell them on Chili's.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a nice chain restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after a long, hard weekend.
They didn't know. They didn't know. They couldn't relate to that at all. It was buff funny. The triple dipper.
It sounded delicious when he was describing it.
Yeah.
Hold on. So are the guys, like, not...
I don't know.
Curious about the trip, or were they just kind of like letting them? All right, Mar, it's your segment. You know, we'll get back to the jump stuff.
He was just rolling, so they just kind of went with him a little bit. But they weren't asking. There wasn't a lot of. It wasn't a comedy pyramid. You know what I mean? It was just Mar pounding the rock. and he did a great job. I just want to say I'm proud of Mar. He's developing well. He's finding his role. He's finding what he's good at. And he's a compelling listen.
I will say he definitely adds energy to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel the energy in the producer studio when he's in there.
Now, Awad had a lot of energy, yes, too. But Awad's energy was stupidity. And it made us laugh too.
What's Mars? Mars just entered. Just
Mars,
young, yeah, youthful exuberance.
Mars makes us smile, like because he just wants to be one of the boys, right? Like uh-huh. That's all Mars. He just wants you and everyone to be one of the boys and having a good time. That's what Awad was about, like. Saying something so stupid they would make you laugh, right?
Okay.
Both have their place, right, without a doubt. Right.
Like you kind of. Like, you got the feeling Mar was inviting you to be a broski.
So here's the thing about Mar. Like, Mar did a whole segment today, right?
Uh-huh.
He went on. Mar's going to share what he wants to. And so he's finding what he wants to share, okay? Nobody knows any details about these girls. Nobody was even thinking about it because he came with content that kind of redirected you from the guys trying to pry into his private life, which he has said he doesn't want people doing. I literally have no idea. Mark could have been bunking up with a girl there. I have no idea. He probably was.
Yeah, well, he should have shot his shot at the Green Turtle in Hagerstown.
I know, but he's creating this character of the broski, right?
Yeah, he's the
the Mike smoking, Mark, drinking,
the ultimate broski,
right?
That's his persona. Yeah, that's his on-air persona.
I know what he's like redirecting you from questions about his sex life.
Okay.
And he's doing a great job at it. I know what he's doing. I don't know if anyone else has picked up on that.
I haven't picked up.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want people. So he's coming with enough content to carry the load without them asking questions.
Hey,
so it's a good job.
I will say, Mar did a great job selling the vacation. It sounded like a lot of fun.
Sounded like he went to Vail, didn't it? He went Snow Mountain or whatever. Liberty.
Deep Creek.
Yeah, Deep Creek.
Yeah. He went to, like, Hagerstown is like one of the meth capitals of the East Coast.
Right.
And he
with a bunch of fake snow on that mountain, yeah, a bunch of green grass everywhere.
Yeah. He's skiing on sand. And he made it sound like he was in Park City.
Yeah.
I find it very funny. Maybe I was the only one to catch it, but like Mar's roughing it and doing this ski trip on a shoestring budget, mm-hmm, and then Stevie Bickle's going to Montana for a ski trip in 2 weeks.
Just two different worlds,
way different worlds.
Let me ask him. What's EB more clueless at? Not knowing that they're skiing in Montana, all right?
Yeah.
Or not knowing who any of the pop stars who won Grammys were?
Oh, dude, I wasn't gonna let it upset me. Because I just go, you know what? They, no matter what you tell them, they have no memory. They just
I know.
It's in ear, one ear out the other.
Can I tell you something? All week, I released it the all day the other day. I got all these blue collar guys like tweeting me saying, you're an idiot, Drab. I don't know who any of those people are either.
Yeah, why? Right? Yeah, it's so
weird.
First
off, you should know who they are. I'm not saying it's great music or that's something that I listen to, but we've talked about this. You guys, you got to be well-rounded. Even if you're, work in
a plumber,
a plumber. All right? Even if you're a plumber, you should know who Sabrina Carpenter is.
Even if you're a carpenter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. But especially if you're a talk show host. And especially if you say your bread and butter isn't sports, it's lifestyle discussions.
All right.
You definitely know who Sabrina Carpenter is.
I think I know who exactly you're talking about right
now. I'm actually talking about all four of them. We have done discussions on her. We played her songs on the show, top five songs of the summer, and I'm pretty sure two of her songs were in there. How do they not know and say, not only not who she is, I could understand saying, I don't know the name, or I've heard the name, I don't really, but you hear the Espresso song and you go, I've never heard that before? And like, how is that possible?
That's the most disappointing part is,
and
like
I know
you
we've
said,
talked
we did,
about it
yeah,
before.
We did a whole segment on Songs of the Summer. And
Chaperone's Hot to Go song was in a Target commercial that aired all football season, all the time.
I know.
And then they hear it and they go, whoa, where would I hear that song before?
They play it in the stadium.
You hear like it between 20 all the time.
I know. It ricks me.
It's the lack of curiosity. When I hear a pop song for the 400th time, I would probably think, why do I keep hearing this song? Who sings this? How do people not have that curiosity or put it together? And it might be because I'm on Instagram Reels and I hear these songs a lot more than other people. But aren't we all on our phones 24/7?
Yes.
We're all on.
Yes.
You can't lie to me. I know everyone is on Instagram. You all hear it. Everyone's on Instagram scrolling. Yeah.
Your reels aren't so goddamn manly. Sabrina Carpenter doesn't come up on it.
Dude, but they all do it. Even if you're into golf, right?
Yes.
They put those songs in the background because it's part of the algorithm and it makes your things go high. You could literally be watching. They're in cooking videos. They're in everything. You hear them all the time on Instagram. All right. Rant over. I want my junkies to be more
well-rounded.
More well-rounded. Especially if we already talk about something.
Do you think, well, that's the most frustrating part, is the fact that we didn't take an entire segment on it, and
yeah,
it's in one ear, out the other. It's just, no one's going to think you're gay because you've heard of Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
It
is?
Yes.
Macho thing.
Yes. It's a macho thing. I love sports, so I can't know, I can't, no, Chaperone.
And look, I'll actually go as far to say, and I'm not a music guy, so take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. Okay. I think pop music right now is really good.
It's great.
Isn't
it's
it great?
Really
good?
Like, great.
I know everyone loves nostalgia. Nobody, no more so than Valdez and I. It's way better than, like, dude, we listen to the dumb Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Like, that's bad music. That's unobjectively bad music.
This is why
it doesn't hold up.
This is why pop music is so great now.
You're going to tell me Espresso's not going to hold up? That song is a good song.
Because back when we were youngins, mm-hmm, pop music was selected for us.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The record companies and everybody, they made Backstreet Boys. And they forced it on you. And you had no idea about anything else. These groups and people were made in labs for your consumption. Now pop music is determined by us.
Okay.
We get to choose what we listen to. We get to choose what's hot on Spotify. We click and download all the YouTube numbers. So we make the conscious choice of what's good music and what's not good music.
Off the top rope here, without any research. Let me tell you if any of these songs hold up. Okay. Mambo Number 5. How do you like that? Is that a good song?
One. Yeah, Lou Bega.
No,
silly.
Sucks. This song sucks. The Macarena. Okay, these great songs. What about
I'm Blue, Da Boo Dee Da Boo Da?
The Barbie song. Aqua. Yeah.
Let's go. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
What about sucks? The Banga Boss or whatever that song is.
The what?
I'll play. You'll know what it's called. It's they all sound the same. They're all terrible.
Who let the dogs out? Our music.
Vanga Brothers or something like that?
Vanga Boys. I'm thinking Bang Bus and Vanga Boys.
You're thinking of Bang Brothers.
And Bang Bros. I'm getting it confused. Boom Boom. Yeah, the Boom Boom song. Yeah.
That's awful. What's the one?
We Like to Party.
What's the, God, that's going to kill me.
Late 90s, early 2000s pop.
Come on, ride the train and ride it.
For the most part, in hindsight, maybe at the time was awesome. It's horrible. The stuff like that Benson Boone song, like those are hits.
He's but talented.
But those are some smash hits. There's not a lot of pop hits right now where it's terrible talent. It's like, it was like, they were like wrestling characters back then. Like, untalented hacks that just had a gimmick that got them pushed to the top of the chart somehow.
I know. Like I said, it's forced on you.
Right.
The record company, even the radio stations, they were forced on. They paid for play. They played it, and it was shoved down your throat. They told you what was hot.
So don't tell me that pop music now sucks. It's actually, I think, probably pretty good without knowing anything. Again, don't listen to me. Yeah. But I pop music is pretty good.
What, Hanson? I'm sure Oombop was silly. Right?
Yeah. Now, ask me in 20 years how this music sounds now. We'll see.
We usually, we love nostalgia, too. For well, us
there
to,
were good songs back then, but a lot of the pop songs were absolute garbage.
Yeah, we're not talking about bands like
Give me a date, Valdez. Okay. August 3rd.
Oh, so my birthday.
August 3rd, what year?
2001.
2001,
Ja Rule.
Number one song.
All right. Song of the
number
summer.
Number one song on August 3rd. Bootylicious by Destiny's Child.
Hey, Destiny's Child was kind of hot. Okay. Bills was hot.
All right, give me one more date. Give me another date.
All right, let's do March 15th, the Ides of March.
Uh-huh.
2000.
March 15th, 2000, number one song. Whoa.
Nelly.
All right, this one not bad. Say My Name by Destiny's Child. These are hit makers.
Yeah. All right, do we need to go back to the 90s?
Yeah, give me a 90s.
All right, let's
give me a late 90s.
Let's do 1996, September 1st.
All right.
All right, what's that? Crash Test Dummies.
First, 1996, number one song, One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boys to Men.
Okay, hey, these are bangers. All right.
Oh, no, Hit Me Off by New Edition. I actually don't even know that song. I think One Sweet Day. Is that a funeral song?
Might be.
Maybe not.
No, or a wedding.
I had a girl dedicate that song to me. Calling into the radio, Megan Day, 1996. You said 96? Yeah, that adds up, yeah.
Whoa.
Right?
How about that? Did she tell you to listen to the radio?
You never had a girl just dedicate a song to you on the radio? Now, keep in mind, I'm from a small market. I market 200 or about whatever it was back then.
What?
Dude, that was the thing. Wild. Like, well, your girl would call into the radio.
Well, I know you would make dedications. This goes out.
There's a local DJ on the hot, you know, on the pop station. Yeah.
But I've never had anyone say, please play this for Matthew Myers.
Yeah, Megan. Let's go to Megan in Richland. Hi, can I hear One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey? I want to dedicate it to Matt, my boyfriend. He's so cute.
I'm thinking of his big, plump lips.
Every time he kisses me, he licks his lip right beforehand, and it's disturbing.
I think he already has a receding hairline.
I had silly hair back then. Seventh, eighth grade, Matt Cahill. That was my prime.
All right.
I told you my prime. Maybe that was the end. Let me tell you, that was the end of my prime too. Because I told you when everyone else was hitting puberty, I was a pre-puberty Hall of Famer.
You peaked.
Yeah,
we're waiting actually before AWOD to call us. We're getting ready to do a simulcast with
a little surprise for you guys.
Yeah, Adam texted me last night. He said he called me the prop king for the Super Bowl. He needs to know the Gatorade color, what it's going to be. And I told him Drabby had some props, and then he was going to call us in the middle of recording Bit Season. So let's do a simulcast. So Adam's going to be joining us here in just a second.
Are we going to be live in
We're going to be live in Richmond and
like
taped
that.
For bit season. So, Adam, we're going to be padding a little bit for Adam to punch us up for his show.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most NFL talk in town with the Sports Junkies Monday through Friday. Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. I am AWOD, 12 to 3. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye drive you home. This is Bud Light, Big Game Week, live shows here in New Orleans, Radio Row, ahead of the big game this Sunday, Kansas City against Philadelphia. We're going out to the Hadid Mercer rug cleaning hot seat right now for a couple of special guests, as we've got a good bit planned for you guys. We are going behind the glass with the guys from Bit Season, Matt Valdez and Drab T-Shirt. What's up, boys?
Hey, Wad. How are you doing, buddy?
Dude, it sounds good to hear your voice. How are you guys doing?
Mr. Radio Row, how does it feel to be a big shot in New Orleans? Or as you say, New Orleans.
Nawlins.
It is silly. I just had Kyle Rudolph on. Greg Olson's behind me. Dan Orlovsky's in front of me doing a conversation with Grant Paulson right now. George Kittle's right. It's celebrity crazy. It is a football guy's football party all week long.
Yeah, I like that.
You're Mr. Et Too Fat. I want to congratulate you. You've been putting out some great content down in Radio Row and down in New Orleans. But we have a bone to pick with you. We needed you to consult the Bitmasters, Drab and myself, because you should have been dressed up as Liam Cohen going down, walking through Radio Row going, Duval, and see if you could have duped anyone to have you on their show.
I mean, it's certainly a good bit. Three or four people have come up to me and asked me to do Duval on camera. They all think I look like him, and I have nothing wrong. I'm not against it at all. I actually think he's a very attractive human being. I really like his cheeks. I'm into his cheeks and his smile. So I'm all in on the Jags. I think they're going to be successful. What is his outfit, though? Would I have just dressed up in a suit? Like, what is?
No. You got to wear the windbreaker with like the sleeves cut off. The turquoise, black, or teal, whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
You need windbreaker. Team issued gear. Walking around, maybe like a headset. You know how that one guy goes viral every single year because he dresses up as Andy Reid. That's what you needed to do with Liam Cohen.
All right, this isn't the Junkies. We don't discuss bits live on air. Let's do a post-show meeting.
All right, okay. My bad.
Adam likes everything buttoned up.
Yeah, sorry.
Adam, who's the biggest non-football star on Radio Row this week? Who have you seen? I always like to see the actors or whoever else is out there.
So the three guys from Workaholics have been here that I'm obsessed with. Adam Devine, Anders, and Blake Henderson. Master P is in the building. Pretty
nice.
Big name. And you know, I know you said not sports guys, but Shador Sanders just has a mob of people around him.
Major aura.
Biggest crowd is Stephen A. Smith. Explain that to me, guys.
Well, he's a superstar. Yeah. People say they hate Stephen A. Smith, but
everyone
wants to meet him.
They want to embrace debate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So I wanted to bring you guys on because I know Valdez to be the Gatorade color expert. I know my guy Drab T-Shirt will be able to let us know the winner of this game. He'll be able to predict.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the football expert. Valdez is the clown.
Yeah, I get it. I know my role.
So what are we thinking? Let's start with the Gatorade here. I personally, I want it to be orange because that is my new favorite color. Forever I was a red guy.
Okay.
I have transitioned to orange Gatorade, so that's what I'm hoping will be dumped on Andy Reid.
Well, believe it or not, I have the specifics in terms of percentage of Gatorade dumped on coaches since 2001, and orange does lead all colors of Gatorade at 20.8%. But my bet is yellow/lemon-lime Gatorade. That's at plus 250, so you're getting 2.5 to one on it. And I like it because of this, Adam, is we know the Eagles like lemon lime Gatorade. They dumped it on Sirianni after taking down the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Zach Braun all went on record saying lemon lime Gatorade is their favorite flavor slash color. So at least we know what the Eagles like on their sideline. And if they win, I feel like we're going to cash that ticket. But if the Chiefs win, it's kind of a toss up where we don't know what their favorite is. So if the Chiefs win, we kind of have to get lucky in terms of lemon lime. But I like the fact that we're betting on a known Gatorade flavor for the Philadelphia Eagles. So that's why I'm advising all of your listeners to bet lemon lime as the Gatorade bath color.
I always have enjoyed this bet. I think it's a terrific bet. I mean, everybody drinks Gatorade. Everybody's got their own favorite flavor. But, guys, I feel like in recent history, it's been hard to see the Gatorade get dumped at the end of the game. Like, they cut away or something like
last
that.
Last year, they didn't do it.
Yeah, last year was a cutaway.
So no, yeah, there was no bet. It was all refunded. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen again.
No, Adam, I have another great prop bet for all of your listeners, and I love this. This is at +350, so 3.5 to 1. You bet $100, you get $350 in return. Will Taylor Swift be shown during the national anthem? Yes is at +350. I think they're going to show her, not necessarily during the game, but this is the time to do it. You think about the camera panning all over the players' faces, into the crowd. Maybe they show President Trump, also Taylor Swift. The national anthem is prime Taylor Swift time. Maybe they do it during that and not during the game. So +350, yes. I'm advising my clients, my sports betting clients, to bet yes on Taylor Swift.
No, I take the opposite. Valdez isn't plugged in. There are two criers on these teams. Nick Sirianni cries during the national anthem, and Chris Jones cries all the time on the football field. The cameras are going to be locked on those guys, waiting for them to start blubbering when the music hits. They're not showing Taylor Swift during the national anthem. Also, John Batiste is going to steal the show. He's a phenomenal musician, and take the over. He's going to make it all about him. He's going to elongate it. I don't even know how long it is, but whatever it is, this thing's going 3 minutes. All right,
Drab Batiste making it all about him this segment.
Yeah,
Drab and Valdez with us behind the glass, the Bit Season boys with us here on the hotline. So Valdez, we like your plays. Drab, what you got for us, man?
Well, I want to take a look at the Super Bowl MVP odds. I think that the voters, I think the Chiefs are going to win. Who knows, right? It's a close game. But if the Chiefs win, Patrick Mahomes, the voters have Mahomes fatigue. They don't want to give him Super Bowl MVP for the fourth time. So we got to look for somebody else. We got to get lucky. I'm a long shot guy. We got to get lucky with a defensive low scoring game. Ooh. And if that happens, we could get a defensive MVP, right? So Chris Jones is one. He's like 60 to 1 or 65 to 1, depending on the books that you look at. It could be a cornerback. You know, like the Tampa Bay corner, the safety, Jackson got the interception. Dude, it happens all the time. The Seahawks backup linebacker got Super Bowl MVP. You got to take a long shot on like McDuffie or someone like that to have a pick six, and the game ends up being like 17-13. These are two great defensive teams. Don't just think that it's going to Hurts, Barkley, or Mahomes. It's going to someone else, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a defensive player.
Hmm.
It's your job to find the one.
I'm willing to make a wager on that. I'm very willing to make a wager on that. Valdez, what is he on today? A defensive player for MVP? If the Eagles win, it's going to be Saquon Barkley. If the Chiefs win, it's the trifecta. It's the three-peat. It's absolutely Mahomes. There's no debating this, guys.
We like long shots on
Valdez
this show.
Valdez knows all about MVP fatigue. That's why Josh Allen's going to win the Super Bowl MVP this year. The regular season MVP.
People do. MVP fatigue is definitely a thing. It's definitely a thing. Hey, I got one more play that I really like. I believe it's at +750. All right. We're looking at gadget guy Xavier Worthy to have over 15 yards rushing and over 75 yards receiving. So that's one big end around, one big play over the middle. Boom. Pays you +750, 7.5 to 1. I love that play. even if it's low scoring, maybe we can get one or two big plays out of them and cash both those tickets.
I like it, boys. Thanks so much for joining the show here. I do need to pat myself on the back. I feel like I had great radio instincts at the opening ceremony as I went up to Carson Wentz and made sure to squeeze in, Eric Bickle from the Junkies still wants you to be a starting quarterback. Do I get a little pat on the back?
You should have asked it earlier because the publicist kind of ruined your bit.
Yeah, I couldn't understand what you're saying because the publicist was escorting you out.
Yeah.
I thought the publicist part made it even better because it was like a train wreck.
All right, Adam. Well, have fun and get home safe, all right?
Yeah, watch out for that gumbo.
All right, sounds good. That is Matt Valdez and Drab T-Shirt. New episode of Bit Season will be released today. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
All right. There you go. Drab and Valdez in Richmond.
Hey, that was a fun set. Maybe Bit Season can do nights in Richmond.
We need to be on with AWOD more often.
All right, anyways.
Great show, Valdez. Yeah. Did everyone enjoy your Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know what? Send us pics of your spread. Best spread gets a shout out on the next
episode. Okay. What a prize.
And you know what? You know what? If you want to give Bit Season, if you have any extra squares that you just want to donate to Bit Season,
give them to Valdez.
No, give them to us.
Give them to us. Drive
to.
Yeah. We'll take a free square.
Yeah, we'll take a free square in your pool. Hopefully it's not too much.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.